Are you ready? What is the purpose of a design sprint? Build within 3, 4, or 5 days a concept and a prototype that you're going to be able to have your users test at the end of the week. The goal is at the end of the week, you're going to have customer feedbacks and potential users that will tell you directly whether they are interested in your product or service. If your concept deserves to be developed, can you imagine the advantage? We're changing the whole paradigm. Many companies that have money or no money are embarking on developments for several long weeks, several months, or even several years before testing with the market. If there is actually a need, and therefore, if there is actually a market, with this design sprint method, you will be able, in less than a week, to quickly test your concept. This is not done without rules, without method, without process that needs to be respected, and I will explain all of that. The design sprint process takes place within 5 days. This is the basic framework. You will see that many companies and agencies around the world have managed to reduce this concept from 5 days to 3 days. Now, whatever the solution you choose, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, all of this will depend on your stakeholders. Do they have time for 5 whole days to be able to realize this sprint design, or do they have only 3 or 4 days to dedicate? Whatever the duration you choose, 3, 4, or 5 days, workshops, rules, the method will be exactly the same. So, how will these 3 days, those 4 days, or those 5 days go? In the first phase, we will learn how to map the entire user experience that we want to make our users realize. I say user as if I were talking about a website or application. But of course, the concept of design sprint can apply to anything. Google, for example, launched a startup called Nest, which creates detectors that you can put on the ceiling. So, it means it's a physical product. They use the design sprint method to be able to realize it. They also accompanied a startup which had launched a coffee business, like Starbucks, thanks also to Design Sprint. So, as you can see, I will talk about user interfaces, services, and products because I am an expert of the digital world. But I know this method applies to any type of product. As I said, in the first phase, is going to be to improve and map the entire process that we want to make the user realize. To do this, we will interview several stakeholders. It's very important. In the second step, we'll learn to sketch. It means draw. What should look like our various screens? Our various stages in the process of use of the solution or product that we want to sell at the end. Then, we'll learn to decide because everyone will have lots of ideas. But, we will really have to decide in which direction to go. Afterwards, we learn how to prototype. So that means you're going to learn how to create a mock-up. If a solution is not finalized, that's not a problem. It doesn't have to be completely finished. We need a solution that we can get tested very quickly. And when I say very quickly, it is actually the next day. So, the next day, what do? We will gather users. They will be asked to test the solution and tell us what they think. So, of course, the idea is that we will guide them in order to gather as much information as possible. As I told you, at the end of the week, you will have a prototype that works, a clear idea of what you want to achieve. But above all, and most importantly, you are going to have feedback from concrete users. So that means you're going to know exactly what your customers think of the concept you want to develop. And this is new. This is innovative. Some of you will ask me, what is the difference between design sprint, design thinking, and so on? In fact, there are not really any differences. The goal is the same. Where there is a real difference is in the methods that we put in place. In the case of design thinking, the idea is to involve people from the beginning of the project. When I say people, I'm talking about users. In the case of design sprint, we're going to involve users. Of course, but above all, we're going to involve all the actors, the users, the company stakeholders. You're going to involve the person in charge of customer service, a salesman, a developer, a director, a regional manager. You're going to get everyone involved because each one has an idea. Whether they know it or not, they have an idea of what you can offer to your users because they have already been in contact with users. We're going to develop this later. Don't worry.